Nice to hear our old pal Rick Pearson, who is the chief political reporter of the Chicago Tribune, as we continue with some analysis of the events of yesterday. President-elect now Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, being projected as the winners of the presidential election. And Rick, thank you for being on with us. What does this mean to the city of Chicago, the presumptive election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
Well, certainly after the last 4 years where you've had a Republican president that has sought to make Chicago among several big cities, Democratic-run cities, basically become a punching bag and looking for ways to try to defund them, to take steps that they would not protect immigrants, trying to use the forces of the federal government to kind of hamstring the city, to having a Democrat in place, a Democratic administration will go a long way towards lifting some of those restriction attempts trying to be placed on Chicago. But, you know, at the same time, this is the president. The Senate is still kind of undecided. We won't know that really until Georgia has its runoff elections on who controls the Senate. And so we are going to be entering a period of divided government. And yes, there's great power in the presidency, as we've seen. But you still need to have the help of a willing Congress to be able to enact an agenda.
What do you expect to be happening between now and January 20th in terms of the recount, lawsuits, recounts that President Trump is promising right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, on Monday, he's supposed to be announcing a series of lawsuits. Georgia looks to go to an automatic recount, but when you really look at the growth in the numbers here of how Biden's lead is in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, it's questionable about whether these lawsuits are going to have that much of an effect. I mean, really, when you look at things like recounts, the most times that you find when a recount changes a result is when it's down to like maybe a couple of hundred votes. Well, that's not what we're seeing here. There were issues about segregating ballots that came in after 5 o'clock on election day in Pennsylvania. Those ballots have been segregated, and really there aren't enough of those ballots if they were to be challenged to change the results in Pennsylvania. So, you know, certainly the president has every right to pursue the legal avenues that he has. But as we've seen, even in some of the early lawsuits that have been filed, there's been no evidence of massive fraud. The president talked today about 100 million mail-in votes coming out of Philadelphia. Well, there ain't 100 million mail-in votes in Philadelphia. You got to have evidence. And there is no evidence of any fraud here.
Let me also ask you about local politics, state of Illinois politics, which you follow probably better than anybody else in Chicago. Is there a shift going on in the balance of power in the state of Illinois with the rejection of the fair tax amendment, some of the other main players who are not main players? It seems like Madigan may be losing his position. Feels like things are about to happen in Illinois.
Yeah, and I'm not sure when you talk about a shift, I'm not sure it's like a Democrat to Republican shift as much as it is an old Democratic to a new Democratic shift. I mean, certainly the issue of the fair tax going down, it needed 60% of the vote, and it only got 45%. The only county, 102 counties that it won in, was Cook with Chicago. I think that reflects, one, just a general kind of repudiation of Springfield and a repudiation of status quo kind of government. I'm not sure it's necessarily a repudiation of Governor J.B. Pritzker, although certainly there are a number of outlets around the country or around the state that are unhappy with the restrictions that have been imposed by the pandemic and unhappiness over his handling of them. You have Madigan, of course, too, who is kind of a symbol of that dissatisfaction with Springfield. Republicans have spent years trying to make him the poster child of everything that's wrong in state government. And when you start mentioning things about a tax, people look at Springfield and it's like, well, do they have they earned the trust of voters to have our to take in additional tax dollars?
We'll read much more, ChicagoTribune.com. Rick, it's good to hear your voice, and I hope we get to see you sometime over the holidays.
Well, Dean, thank you for allowing me to be the turkey for your holiday spectacular. I really appreciate that.
Nobody has a better stuffing dressing than Rick Pearson.
The White Castle stuffing. It
He's
always
got the
works.
Best giblets I've ever seen.
All right.
Time out.
It's Elton Jim taking it one step too far once again. Rick, thank you,
That's
my friend.
That's why you bring me in.
Hey, thanks, guys.